بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، the last time we began the discussion on debts, qarz, loans, accounts in Islam, and the concept Sharia explains when it comes to debts that a person takes a debt which is not necessary with no intention to pay, then this debt, and because of the intention behind it, becomes a major sin. When Hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that debt is the flag of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. Debt, qarz, is the flag of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. And Allah ta'ala wishes to disgrace anyone, Allah ta'ala burdens him with the weight of debts. Allah ta'ala protect us. Now the Hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised a person in the following manner: reduce your sins so that your death will be easy. Reduce your sins so that your death will be easy, and reduce your debts so that you may live a free life. You may live a free life, or you may live as a free person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised a person in the following manner. This is the advice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says to a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, reduce your sins. Protect yourself, have taqwa in you, so that your death will be easy. On this, ulama explain also, when it comes to a person sinning, a person should adopt taqwa and the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There are two words that are used in regards to fear of Allah. One word we hear in Quran Sharif also, wa amanahum min khawf. Khawf refers to fear. And innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. Another word is khashyat. So one word is khashyat, means fear. Another word is khawf, also means fear. The Fassirin explain the difference between these two words. When it comes to khawf and fear, it refers to that fear a person experiences because of terror. Is terrified of something or someone or some animal. So when it comes to fear, this is regards to the creation. When it comes to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala demands a person has khashyat. Khashyat refers to that type of fear that a person has within his heart, that he fears displeasing someone because of that person's ihsan and kindness upon him. I don't want to break that person's heart. This is called khashyat. I fear that the person is so kind to me that I don't want to disappoint that person. This is the type of fear Allah Ta'ala demands from us. That understand my bounties and ni'mas upon you, that don't break my command. Don't displease Allah. Not to have terror and fear, in the sense that a person is terrified. But he fears Allah Ta'ala in love. He fears Allah Ta'ala in love. And he feels disappointed. Ya Allah, you do so much for me. And upon this also, ulama explained, just to understand the bounties of Allah, that a person has this khashyat in him not to disobey Allah, because I love Allah so much due to his ni'mas upon me. They say when it comes to the animal kingdom, also the creation of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala's ni'mas upon them and bounties upon them are restricted and confined. And we know among the animal kingdom, animal world, we have those animals that only eat grass and herbs and greens. So that's their diet for life. Then we have those animals that eat meat. That is the diet for life. When it comes to insan, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed him with all the variety of foods. No restriction, only eat halal. But eat, you want herbs, greens, you want to have meat also, the best of it. Allah ta'ala provided for insan the best dastarkhan, best spread for him, enjoy. But don't break the command of Allah. Don't forget your bismillah before that. Eat according to sunnah. Obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Eat as a slave. When it comes to the animal kingdom also, some of them the entire life, so to say, in sajda. Some of them on fours, like in ruku. Some of them are upright, like in qiyam. So all have different postures the entire life in one posture. When it comes to insan and man, Allah ta'ala gave him free will. Sometimes he's tired, he can sit. The more tired, he can sleep. He's feeling active, he can stand. A person, how much is going to sleep? Then he gets restless. The legs begin to pull. The muscles die off. Allah Ta'ala says, as you want to. No restriction for you. But don't break my command. When it comes to the animal kingdom, Allah Ta'ala restricted even their garb. Allah Ta'ala restricted their clothing. Most of them, they just have one type of clothing entire life. Can't change their spots, can't change their stripes. When it comes to insan, Allah Ta'ala says, all this for you. Winter time, you want to be warm, Allah Ta'ala provided woolen clothing for you. Summertime, you're feeling hot, Allah Ta'ala provided cotton for you. Sometime in between, sometime more, sometime more cold. Insan, everything for you. Have khashyat in your life. Don't disobey Allah. Don't break Allah's command with this type of fear. Ya Allah, I don't want to displease you because of your ihsan upon me. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam advised the Sahabi radiallahu anhu that reduce your sins so that your death will be easy. And upon this also we are taught, as one Ali mentioned, that Mubarak, blessed is that person, blessed is that person who leaves this world, reaches Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, stands before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, carrying his own individual sins. Don't take the ummah with you. Don't initiate something in the family, whether it's bid'at, some innovation, some bid'at, be it Rabiul Awwal, which was not in the life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, which was not in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it comes to birthdays, whether it comes to 3 days and 40 days. These are not found in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So reduce your sins, don't initiate something that was not found there. Mubarak and blessed that person that reaches Allah tabarak wa ta'ala carrying his sins only, that is enough to sort out his akhirat. Iqra kitabak kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alika hasiba. The day of Qiyamah Allah ta'ala will say, read your own account, read your own kitab today, see what gunas you had. This is enough to take your accountability. Just read your kitab. And you take your own account right now. And you can understand which direction you are going to. Allah Ta'ala overlook us in the day of Qiyamah. So here, ulama say, take only your sins and go. Don't start anything in the family, some family group, some innovation, some bid'at, some sin. Sometimes some joke it is against Shari'at. I will just send it out. Whoever will read it, whoever will pass it on, me see it, I have to carry it. Sometimes some clip, some video, you know, when it comes to photography and videoing, etc. Majority of ulama for the last 1400 years plus mentioned haram, not permissible. Video calling and all these things over here. We take it just to be one of those things, but as ulama ikram, not permissible. Even if it's a grey area, in the qabr, I don't want to be in the grey zone. They want to be clear. When it comes to customs also, we have to go by, pass a green light. We don't orange light or red light. The qabr also, we don't want to be in the grey area, we want to be clear. So here in the dunya also, as ulama say, put one leg on the nafs, put one leg on your nafs, and one leg is already in Jannat, inshallah. But sometimes temptation is there, the person has to sin. Allah protect. Let it be confined to yourself only. Don't take anybody else's gunas and sins with you, and that we have to pay for it on the day of Qiyamah. Coming back to the debts, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, reduce your debts so that you may live a free person. A person knows when he's in debt, this is now before he sleeps, wakes up in the morning, I got accounts to pay. I owe so and so person, coming end of the month, the parishani, the difficulty. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives advice that you may live a free person. Unfortunately, our understanding, a free person meaning now that I can do as I want to. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says you will live a free person, this is in regards to your iman and your deen and your amal. That your heart and your mind will be free at the time of salah. Now I can connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I'm thinking now, after salah, I'm going to make salah, I hope I don't see that person who I owe money to. Avoid that masjid. You're not a free person. The dunya already now, you're a prisoner, double prisoner. So reduce your debt so you may live a free person. My Quran tilawat, I'm free, my mind is free. A person is reading his salah, reading Quran, making dhikrullah. And how many a person with other people's money goes for Umrah, how can he be free? The entire Umrah now, Safa, Marwa, he's making dua for Safa, ya Qarz. Ya Allah, wipe out my debts. Making Tawaf also, ya Allah, my debts. Ghilab of Kaaba, ya Allah, my debts. What about the debts of Akhirat? So many years I have missed Salah, my Qaza namazes, Qaza, Roza, Zakat, I haven't paid correctly. There's also a debt upon my head. So the Umrah is going also, whether he's a free person in his Umrah. They also is afraid when I come back, the person will hear I went for Umrah. Yes, there are times where a person is in qarz, he is in debts, and he has a payment plan already. He has a payment plan already where he tells the creditor, the person is owing, that I wish to go for umrah, family members are sponsoring, contributing, with your permission, that your amount will not be interfered with, that will still come to you, take permission and go. And this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught the ummah, let there not be any bad thoughts about you. Clear the air. Just don't disappear like that. That now he's going for hajj, he's going for holiday. Make it clear. It's not my money, family is going, wife had savings money, she was to go for umrah, so she booked me along as a mahram, but your debt will be serviced. Make it clear so there's no bad thoughts. Otherwise this will spread. Then I was going for umrah, I was going for hajj, etc. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, reduce your debt so that you may live a free person. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and save us from debts, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.